You're probably wondering why I called you here.
I had some curiosity.
Here's the situation. I need you to personally deliver a six-pack of Schlitz to the President of the United States.
Here we go again.
And we're off!
In 1977, a new hero hit the silver screen.
I'm a fixer. A deep-fried fixer. Don't ask no questions.
And his name?
This here be the stinker, your number one beaver cleaver. Come back.
Now, on the 40th anniversary of his legendary exploits, Stinker Lets Loose.
Stinker Lets Loose.
Stinker Lets Loose. There you go.
Let's lose. You know, like how you were playing the banjos, like you would play the drums.
Yeah, you know, if you're dumb enough right now, that's banjos. How it works. Everyone, we just wanted to play that clip because Pete and I almost said your Christian name, but no, you're going by Pete.
Peter.
Pete. Pete and I will be going up to New York this Wednesday, fingers crossed, next Wednesday in Brooklyn, to see a live reading by our buddy Mike Sachs and his star-studded cast for his audiobook, Stinker Lets Loose.
Dude, I'm hella psyched for it.
It's great. It's a parody of that Smokey and the Bandit 70s
Is
weird CB
about?
Radio. Yeah, it's literally just
I couldn't
that.
Tell at all.
I know, because you're young. Whereas I
thought it was more of a Gator reboot.
I've seen more sunrises than I'm going to see, Pete. I'm getting up there. I'm a little long in the tooth, which is how old people say they're old.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see Stinker Lets Loose. It's got John Hamm as Stinker.
Woo-woo.
It's got Andy Daly. Is that his name? The guy who played the cuckolded by Kenny Powers?
Is that an Eastbound?
In Eastbound and Down. Yeah, you know, he was the fiance
of April
Big Cannon. I didn't
watch
that,
but I totally agree with you.
What?
Yeah,
what?
I've never watched that.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm ready to watch that Crocodile Dundee movie.
So the next 90 minutes are just going to be us watching 2-3 episodes then of Eastbound.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Please save me
that'll
the expense.
That'll be better, yeah, than anything I could ever do for you guys. But there's Andy Richter on this bitch. There's Paul F. Tompkins.
Yep.
It's amazing. I downloaded it.
DiMaggio.
Yes, Bender.
Bender.
Bender. So if you have an Audible membership, download Stinker Lets Loose. The goddamn name, Stinker Lets Loose. Get it? It's a fart, people. Don't make me bust out the whiteboard. This isn't halftime at the Super Bowl. I will explain to you that Stinker Lets Loose is a fart. It's about a fart. That's what it is tiptoeing around a reference to. Okay. All right. We're going to play our intro music now.
And it's awesome, and we're super excited to go.
Yes, I am really happy.
We're bringing Thrashers.
Thrashers fries for Mike Sachs. Yeah, and he didn't want to guarantee anything, but we probably do get to sign John Hamm's cock.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Yep. And he's going to sign mine. I'm never going to wash it again.
It'll be great. Like, exactly. Like,
I wasn't washing it a lot before, but I'm definitely not going to wash it now.
No, I mean, once your cock is signed by John Hamm, you get to dip that inside a woman, and they've pretty much had sex with John Hamm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's almost the way that...
The way he signs it almost makes it look bigger.
My stupidly religious mom, that too.
Not even joking. Yeah, I don't know. He's got some magic in that guy.
She has like a big vat of what she calls holy water, and I think it started off as holy water, but as long as there's like even a dribble in the bottom of this big old mayo jar, she just dumps more tap water in. She's like, it's still holy water. That's John Hamm signing your dick. It's pretty much John Hamm's dick.
That is.
So that can be your main Tinder. That's your profile pic right there.
God. Me and him are going to be Eskimo bros. I can already tell.
I have a tear in my eye.
Awesome.
I can't really articulate it right
now.
Because that's like, there's like Martin Luther King's dream and then that one.
So it's like.
And they're both equally
beautiful. Had a dream. I have one.
Exactly. Present tense on you, my friend. All right, let's get this bitch rolling and then we'll, Metal intro with riffs. Everyone, it is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, hence the show's weird, creepy name. Show's website's in papasbasement.com. Every episode we've ever done is there, and we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, and all that junk. And YouTube. YouTube.com/Papa's Basement. Pete Maybe over there. And a special guest in studio, a man that we've known for years around the actual radio station where we make this. Because, folks, it's not exactly a podcast. There really is a good studio involved. Hold on. Can one of you guys open the door? We have another guest who's here. interestingly enough. So, we are doing... You want to hop in?
Yes.
Yeah, it's live. Yeah, hop on in. All right. So, yeah, we are doing a live show. We got Sam.
Hi. How's it going?
Long-time listener of the show and staff member at Fairfax County Public Access, where this magic happens.
I'm only making sure you guys follow all the rules.
Thank you. You're keeping me FCC compliant. Oh, you know what? If you're dropping those...
He said I could break them.
Did he?
No, he didn't. He didn't say that. You said I could.
That might be the only one, though.
That is your only profanity?
Maybe.
I'm gonna probably drop a couple. Don't worry. I'll re-listen to this episode and I'll edit the shit out of it.
Oh well, you know what? You keep digging that grave, motherfucker.
I'm sorry, dude.
Go. That two can play this game.
Oh, shitty beans.
And I'll bring up the fourth mic. We have a guest on fourth mic as well. What are you going by these days, man?
My name is Robert Barra. My nickname is Doc. So feel free to call me what you will. I'm sure you will.
We got Robert over here as well. It's a full house.
What up, Will?
Exactly. Steve, shut up, man. All right, we're bringing this down. You know what? There's a lot I have to get off my chest. I'm down. I'm really depressed to the point you, Pete, sniffed it out, much like you can sniff an ovulating woman like a schnauzer. It's really impressive.
Yes.
You sniffed out I was depressed this week. My mom has sniffed out I was depressed. Multiple friends have reached out.
Yeah, a bunch of...
No BS.
Brian text Volpe. Left on red is a pretty dead giveaway.
There's that. I sound muted.
Yeah.
I don't sound very energetic. And there's like a really pathetic reason that is the case. So I'm kind of embarrassed to tell people why I'm down. I mean, I get depressed a lot. If you ever find me like hanged, don't assume that I was jerking it. I probably was just depressed. Like I probably did the suicide.
I don't imagine you doing that at all.
The autoerotic?
Yeah.
No.
I just don't.
There's a lot of acrobatics involved there, man.
And also, like, you care about your, like, mom's place.
Yeah. And I paid a couple $100 for that fan to be installed in that ceiling.
Exactly, yeah. Like, you care about the structure.
Like, I'll be damned if that's getting torn down. Yeah. That was an investment.
This house has to last.
Exactly.
I can't hang my own weight.
I'm big on property appreciation.
Exactly.
And if the fan gets ripped out because my 250 pounds.
That's why when I was really depressed, you were like, hey, that's fine and all, but, like, you live in the woods, so, like, if it's going to happen, like, just take it outside.
Well, I knew that you
You're being really nice about it. You're like, I'm just being considerate about your parents. Just take it outside.
I always like, I said
really
that.
Nice of you.
Ted Kaczynski style shed, right?
Yeah. And I figured.
Exactly.
I was like, he might do it prison style. So I made sure that all of your doors could support your torso weight. Because like I picture you putting the belt around your neck, tying it around a doorknob, and then just kind of slouching. And so I checked that the knobs were screwed in tight, that you had a good solid oak door everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm big on that, man. I don't want a house to go to pot just because the owner dies in it.
Yeah, you know, and you look a lot more fancy because you had nice oak frames and people knew you owned belts.
Yeah, that
I mean,
hotel...
half the people I know that I work with, they don't own belts and they still tuck in their shirts. And I'm like, just you can't show up like that.
That hotel where David Carradine killed himself.
In Thailand.
Yes, doing some special kung fu.
Yes,
yeah.
I never looked down on that place because he hung himself from a closet rod and I'll be damned if his body wasn't dangling there hours later, all however many pounds of him still supported. That thing did not come out of the wall.
Oh, I have no doubt. Yeah.
I'm like, that is a well-built hotel right there.
It really was.
Yeah, like I could shoot myself and I wouldn't have to worry about the buckshot going through the walls.
It still has 5 stars.
And hurting any other patrons.
Lady boys next door. All right.
Exactly. Yeah, those lady boys, they paid a lot of money for their big, juicy lady boy tits. Like, I don't want anything harming those things.
No, not
random
buckshot.
Bullets are not a problem.
So, I've been legit down because Tom Brady is going to another Super Bowl. And as soon as I hear that, or I say that, people, even if they hate Tom Brady, are like, really? That affects your life that deeply. And you know what? This is one of the only areas of my life where, yeah, I guess I do have that much privilege where I can afford to get genuinely, morally depressed about Tom Brady making it to his eighth Super Bowl.
Yeah, wow.
I don't think any other quarterback has seen more than 5.
No.
I believe Elway is 2 and 3, and he's number 2.
He's tied with the most one. Yeah.
Who is?
Brady.
No, Brady is in singular possession with 5.
As a player?
Yes. As right. a okay, for a quarterback.
For a quarterback.
There's a correct. Couple like yes. weird cases.
I know as players, I know he's tied with some random player with five.
Yeah, there's a dude who well, you're the one bleeping it. Shit.
You were the fans correct. That will correct this show.
Yeah, there's a dude who played for the 49ers and the Cowboys, a defensive guy, and I think he's got another five rings. But yeah, Brady making it. I was soured on football for good two-thirds of this season because of what happened in the last Super Bowl. And again, people are going to be like, dude, you legit care about football that much. That's fucking pathetic. Yeah, it is. I don't care. I'll put it out there. I saw that Super Bowl. I was crushed for months. And it's not like I have any... I'm not like a fan of an AFC East team. I'm a Skins guy. I grew up in D.C. I just have that much animus towards a dude winning that much. And especially when he's a dick on wheels like Tom Brady.
Oh, of course. It's that competitive spirit. Which in the opposite case of, you know, likes of Michael Jordan, who went out with his teammates, made himself, you know, kind of that professional yeah. player. That he's at home eating kale, sleeping with his wife Giselle at 8:30 in the evening. Exactly.
Like, Michael Jordan, A, I loved as a kid because I was too young to recognize he was a gigantic piece of shit. And two, like, he was a whoremeister. Like, I remember one of the first pieces of pornography I ever acquired featured some ginger who was like, yeah, I got that. F slammed out of me. My Michael Jordan, he is a huge horse cock, and now I've recorded a porn called
not
Face
like
Jam.
Not like an actual human cock. He just has a
no,
horse
Face Jam?
Sure, yeah, Face Jam. He's a livestock cock, yeah. like if you've ever seen the Mr. Hands video, where the horse is banging Mr. Hands in his Rumpelstiltskin.
Mr. Hands.
Oh, all roads lead to Mr. Hands. I think that was Tacitus that said that. Yeah, that is what apparently Michael Jordan, because she said they were in bed together, and then he's like, oh my God, I don't have a rubber. And then she said a couple minutes later, room service discreetly put a, as she put it, appropriately sized, given his height, condom. Why do I remember this?
Like, as if no other communication between him and room service, he just screams, I don't have a rubber.
Yeah, he like literally.
Like as if there's a doorman outside. He's like, all right, Jordan's out.
Yeah, he's got a Commissioner Gordon Redstone.
He needs to pleasure the bitches.
Yeah, and... The way she made it sound, a couple minutes later, a man slid a manhole cover under the door, and then he put it onto his fire hydrant cock, and then rocked this broad's world, and then sent her on her way. And I'm like, you know what? I can't be mad at that.
And this is John's introductory into the universe of porn, everybody.
That was probably like my second magazine, yeah. It was like my first one that wasn't just some boring-ass Playboy, because we all have that disappointment with our first Playboy, where you're like, this is it? I got the granny with the saggy titties cartoon, and then like 2 to 3 pictorials of like the girls of Dunkin' Donuts, and then some Playmate I'm supposed to give a damn about. It didn't hit the spot, but yeah, that was like from Club International or something like truly swanky. Pardon the pun, that almost sounded like a swank reference, but I didn't have a swank as a kid. I hate Tom Brady. I don't like that level. It's un-American. Aren't we supposed to be about like, the underdogs rising up? Aren't we supposed to not be for aristocracy in this country?
Equal rights, baby.
What am I missing here? The Patriots are, I guess you could say, a meritocracy in some ways, but don't we all think that like they cheat on some level? They're somehow mm-hmm. evil? Or Bill Belichick is just legit autistic in all the right ways, and that isn't fair. He's a human computer.
I'm sure it's just, you know, sign of the times. We're living through this, so it's going to seem extra extended. But, like, looking back at this 10 years down the road, it's going to be those same, like, NFL films.
Well, the worst thing is if you actually are dumb enough to have kids, you're going to have to then explain it to them how good Brady was.
I've gotten past the point of trying to object to the fact that he's the greatest all time.
I can't. Yeah. I can't.
I've accepted that, and I've moved on. I just want him to stop winning.
Yes.
And I agree with
if
you.
If I ever meet them, I'm never going to tell them that Brady was the best.
Your children, yeah. If you ever bump into them?
Ever run into them. And they're not going to know.
How would
that.
They know it's yours?
They either learn it on their own, but they're not going to be able to say, I learned it from you.
My would kids
it be
are like, tennis fans.
You're going to hear a story in the news about a 10-year-old boy who's drinking sex on the beach in a can, smoking his Marlboro menthols, banging his teacher. And you're going to be like, wait, I was stationed there for a month.
Oh, damn.
I did do time in Tallahassee.
man. Does he slur his words?
You just go, my son.
He does. Oh, Justin.
Were you a slur as a kid?
No.
Oh.
No, I just do it now.
Oh.
For fun.
But that's enhanced. We have the drankage.
Enhanced.
Yeah. That is, I thought you had like
performing enhancement slurring. Yeah.
A speech impediment that like you grew out of by eating pussy. Much like Samuel L. Jackson drops F-bombs to stop lisping as a kid. Or you had a stutter. That was it. His that's you'll see posted to Reddit. Today I learned, maybe
really?
Once
is that
a
thing?
Week.
Is that
yes.
a thing?
Samuel L. Jackson had a stutter and overcame it by dropping the F-bomb. And that's
obscene.
Why he says it so much. And I'm like, really? It isn't that Hollywood is racist, so when they hired him for coming to America to play, you know, Black Robber number two.
They loved that he was an angry
Wait,
black
is he not
man.
Not from America?
Yeah.
No, in yeah. the film Coming to America. Like
Oh,
I want,
in Coming to America.
Yeah,
okay.
his first, one of his first film roles. He
was a hobo
rob.
That tried to rob
yes.
like a McDonald's.
Yeah, the
right?
McArnold's, yeah. right? Is that it? God damn it. What was McDowell's? Is that the...
the place that Eddie Murphy worked
yes.
that they couldn't
Prince
afford the licensing for McDonald's.
Exactly. Oh, God, that is a great film. I don't say that lightly. Like, the last 30,
I feel like
40 minutes of
he was the same character in Jackie Brown, almost. Like
Ordell Roby?
No, Samuel L. Jackson.
Ordell Roby, yeah, his yeah. character name, sir.
Yeah. He just transferred,
well,
he just grew
he,
out his hair.
McDowell's.
Like, went from set to set.
It was McDowell's? Okay. Thank you, sir. I'm glad I could get that, my own rebound, and
it.
Put it in the hoop. I can't, just, if you don't hate Brady and you're not from Boston, why? What, like, don't you want your team to win? At this point, he represents a threat to the other 31 teams. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care if you're a Redskins dude, and you're like, I hate Dallas. Well, guess who... Your beloved Redskins, if somehow the rest of the NFC East dies in plane crashes, and really the rest of the NFC just to be safe, and your team is repping the NFC in the Super Bowl, who do you think he's going to be playing? It ain't Peyton, who, by the way, going back to what you were saying, like you can't really argue he's the best anymore.
I don't think he has the numbers, but he's, you know, I think it's best to say that. He is the most clutch quarterback
I can,
of all time.
I can weakly say that, like, with Belichick, I think they would have won
oh, of course.
12 rings
yeah.
with him. And that's all I can say against...
With Manning.
With Manning,
yes.
That's all I got. Manning was, like, his own coach.
Like, if Brady was with Tony Dungy, he would have, like, Peyton Manning's career.
Yes. Okay. I believe that in my heart of hearts, that Brady...
Minus the forehead.
Yeah. Like, Brady... is, and
Which
again,
foreheads, bro?
This is no knock. He's like an Aaron Rodgers / Drew Brees level of success. These are guys who are all-timers, and they have one ring to their name.
Peyton has two.
Peyton does two. Yeah, Peyton has two, but Aaron's got the one.
Drew Brees has the one.
Brees has the one.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Marino has none.
Phillip Rivers has dick.
Yeah, Rivers, he really has dick. He's got 8 kids.
Yeah.
Rivers, Rivers got that Michael Jordan dick, man.
He's getting dick. To make sure his kids are fed.
Philip Rivers comes like a busted hydrant in Harlem on a summer day. It's just sperm everywhere. It's just kids playing in the sprinkler. He's like, oh, couple. Let's go to the grocery There's store, honey. Kids. Oh, a kid fell out of you.
Wear your shoes in the water, folks.
Yeah.
Wear your shoes.
So that's all I can say. Like, in terms of him not being the best, now I sound so bitter. I'm just like... It's a team sport, if anyone brings up Brady's greatness. I have to just cling.
That's not just him.
Yeah, I have to
That's
cling
everybody.
To these little... It's Edelman, it's Gronk. Oh, well,
Amendola!
They were both... Exactly. You just have to reach
no,
for
seriously,
everyone.
No, seriously, he did actually win that game for them.
Amendola balled the hell out.
He...
But Gronk was gone.
I've made me so mad. Yeah.
It was... I've been
Gronk
down.
Got him there and
I've been down.
Just
I was...
really sealed the deal.
I was doing really well with my eating. Like, by that, I mean a mere 3,000 calories a day, maybe 3,500.
2-3 pussies a week.
Yeah, exactly. I got down to a baker's dozen of puss. Watching my weight. So, since that happened, been eating horribly. I tweeted footage of me. There was in the vending machine at the mm-hmm. station a tantalizing bag of orange, the cheddar curls that was already practically hanging off.
And you were still going to pay the...
Well, I paid the 75 cents, then two of them got wedged. They were literally wedged against... So I went for broke. I did the third. And then I ate two of those three. I gave one to the front desk. Then I ate a Twix. And then I ate Reese's Cups. Yeah, I'm just straight up binging, man. Just straight up binging.
You didn't do the Fonz wrap on the vending machine?
I was going to say, you didn't beat it?
Because, Rob, there's
isn't
a...
Isn't that a jukebox?
There's a non-zero...
Hey, you can hit anything.
Yeah, exactly. I do the Fonz wrap on girlfriends. What? You aren't going to blow me?
Cannot wet?
Pants off.
We'll see about that.
Exactly.
Pants off.
Consent smack. No. I don't do that, and that is frowned upon by the law.
Come on, the Aziz episode was last week.
Yes, exactly. Stick finger in mouth.
That is... I don't know if we talked on that enough.
Oh, his little hamster paw. Aziz has his little hands.
No, if I took anything away...
My fingies.
If I took anything away from last week, it was fingers in the mouth.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So
I just forget about that because I'm kind of used to it.
I don't do that shaky stuff because there's a non-zero amount of men who have died being crushed by vending machines. And like,
right?
Especially if you're a fat slob, you can't do one of those ironic food deaths. Like, it's one thing if it's Pete who dies that way. And you're like, okay. Like, if Pete were crushed
freak
by a
accident.
Vodka bottle or like, yeah, like, I don't know, somehow 500 cigarettes found their way in your mouth at once and you suffocated. Like, that's deliciously ironic. The same way, yeah, if you saw me under a vending machine and it's like, it didn't give him his Snickers, so he attacked it.
He
like,
just got up from a coma and learned how to use his legs.
Yeah, it's just...
That's a Simpsons reference.
I can't. Was that a...
That's when, that was Grimes. An April Fool's joke.
Oh, yes. Me lose brain, yeah. That one. Okay.
Hey, so Tom Poppett says, Philip Rivers' condoms break faster than the Chargers' playoff hopes in December.
Oh. Actually, they lasted all 17 weeks
sorry,
this
San
year.
Sorry, San Diego fans.
That's yeah. amazingly durable rubber.
We know we have such a huge base
lasted
for the Chargers.
I was actually kind of pulling for the Chargers at some point. Like, when they were on fire with a couple weeks left in the season.
Well, they fucked up with that loss against the Chiefs.
Yes, and then like they let it go, I guess, week 17, and they were out. Then
yeah.
Buffalo took that slot. That was just the slot of teams you knew weren't going to do anything other than the Ravens. I don't know. We had our Brady talk.
Damn you, Ravens.
We're going to talk, Eagles as well. Like, who doesn't like seeing? I was drained after that Brady game.
I hope you guys don't mind the Crisco.
It
tends to get everywhere. I'm sorry.
It's just...
I know it starts in my pants, but, you know, by the end of this recording...
yeah,
I expect
I
it to be
I Criscoed
everyone.
The mic to make sure you couldn't climb the mic stand just to celebrate your team's victory. Sam, by the way, is a Philly guy. He's decked out.
Yeah, if you guys can
completely.
See the film, or actually, could you stand up just for a second? Just yeah, anybody that's watching the YouTube. Yep, fully
show
decked
everyone
out.
Your Donovan McNabb thong
and definitely hard.
Pull it out. Yeah. Well, no, if the Redskins were in the Super Bowl, that would be like I took a Viagra enema. It just wouldn't
exactly.
go down. You would have to Crisco that pole.
It sucks being a producer.
I want the Eagles to win, and that's a weird thing, given that I like the Skins, and who doesn't enjoy hurling at any drunken Philadelphia man? How many rings does your team have?
Or that, or mentioning throwing snowballs at Santa Claus. Those are always either or.
And the stadium has
Eagles.
A prison in it.
There
I
you
mean,
go.
There's all kinds of stuff. But you know what? We're all Philadelphia trash this month. That's what I say. Up until the game. Up until the game. Pete is now leaving to take a leak, I guess. He left us. Sam, this was actually a creepy topic that I wanted to get to with Pete.
Sure.
But I guess the topic now is Pete has a girl bladder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No. Girl bladder, meaning, does that have to do with the volume?
Yeah, he just can't hold it. Like, he gets very excited when we record, and I don't know why. The magic hasn't worn off for him of all this podcast goodness here, and he just marches off and has to pee like once or twice a show. It's fascinating to me. I guess we can talk Tide Pod Challenge without Pete. Are you guys aware of the Tide Pod Challenge? I know that I am right now as up to date as everyone's grandmother.
So has anybody actually died from this?
In the past.
Consuming Tide Pods?
So yeah, this is the Tide Pod Challenge for those that aren't screwing off on Twitter, which is literally 100% of my listener base.
Sure.
Like, I don't know a single person not screwing around on Twitter and going on and on about
Damn
Black
you
Panther
kids.
Stuff. Yes. The Tide Pod Challenge. Rob, you know about this one or no?
I'm looking it up right now. I did not know about it.
Okay. See, we got some. We're educating.
Okay.
People will take these little dishwasher detergents. I guess Tide, let's be honest, on some level, Tide is like Yeah. Tide is fist pumping right now because it's not.
This is terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
This is really terrible.
It's not the Palmolive challenge where you just drink a bottle of that green crap and see how long you can keep it down. It's the Tide Pod challenge. It is the most brand specific challenge I've ever heard of. Like planking, there wasn't a specific bench or brick one had to lie upon to plank.
Mm-hmm. You just got to be a dick.
Yeah. And this isn't called the Dishwasher Pod Challenge, even though there's a million Dishwasher Pod brands. It is the Tide Pod Challenge. And is it because theirs look specifically delicious? Because, I mean...
They do. They've looked delicious for years.
Yeah.
They have, like, an orange and blue swirl to them. Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is a very cacophony colorful of flavors, might I just say. Even if you imagine them to be delicious orange...
Blue is probably the...
And great blueberry.
Yeah. Best flavor.
I don't know if orange and blue coming together is a flavor I want.
No.
And I mean, I've had pods in my house that were just solid blue. And I'm not going to lie, like on a dark and lonely night, I would sometimes stare at them and like squish them a little.
Can I smoke this?
They had not
gone that far.
Okay,
yet.
Yeah. I look at a lot of things and I'm like,
sure. I'll be honest, as
can
a guy
smoke?
Who
that's not a bad YouTube channel
has a problem putting food in his mouth. Sometimes I would hold them, pretend they were pizza rolls.
Yeah,
they kind of had that squish to them. Mm. Or you could pretend they were tiny little breast implants, like for a Smurf.
So hungry.
Smurf implants. I like
yeah,
that.
Exactly. Yeah. They were like Smurfette fake tits. But I never was like, I want to put this in my mouth. Sometimes I wanted to pierce them and see the contents come out, like seeing an egg yolk do its thing. I would do that once or twice. What is it that makes people want to put that? I get it. Someone had that genesis. Like, this was like, in terms of human progress, the anti-invention of fire. Like, someone had that idea and it spread. We've had Tide Pod challenge videos where people on YouTube will shove one of these sons of bitches in their mouth.
I've never seen any of the real Tide Pod challenge videos. Do they actually exist?
They're gone now.
So we can't see them online.
Well, I know that YouTube took a lot of those, but I mean, it's the internet. You know, once it's out there, it exists.
Well, let's be honest. There's going to be a certain segment of the population that views that as a challenge. How long can I keep my Tide Pottery up?
Or at least the Tide Pottery of other unfortunate souls.
Yeah, exactly. Someone might have an archive.
And just his personal, you know.
And it's incredibly destructive.
Yeah. His
yeah,
thing.
I think about that like with amateur porn sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh. When is this video going to
resurface
again?
I get off on
again?
Having violent reactions to Tide Pods.
You do.
And watching others.
That's your jam.
Do the same.
So you so you guys have both seen actual people eating these.
I
haven't either. That's why I feel like it's
those. This is one of those rare instances where I have the moral edge, where I'm just like, well, excuse me, but I only use this internet box to look up like bad
wholesome
Trump news
or
and
porn.
People pounding each other. Yeah, that's it. Like, I'm sorry.
But just on Fridays.
Yeah. If you're not here to see Angela White get her anus rose blossomed, then just I can't relate to you as a human being. And then I, you know, put down my king's scepter and get off of my pulpit.
Stormy Daniels skyrocketed on Pornhub this week too.
Did oh, yeah. Of course.
I bet.
Who?
And like, she's not making any money off that. There's no way. Like that. Those residuals. Those residuals are all gone.
All old
man.
Videos too.
Yeah.
Just like she's not getting new work. No porn star wants to fuck like Donald Trump has touched.
She's 39.
Yeah.
Like that's.
You better get back in the biz.
That's 96
Pull
in 4 years.
Ann.
She might be able to do the moms teach sex with a younger mom.
Exactly.
It's like a jam, actually.
I always... Don't you love those videos where it's like, mom walks in on daughter blowing boyfriend, teaches her how to do it right.
Yeah.
And the girls are like 6 years apart. You're like, look, this is stretching my credulity. Not just the plot. The age gap
as well. I buy it. I watched Gilmore Girls.
That's true. Good old Lorelai.
Oh, yeah.
And Rory.
She's not going to poop for at least a week.
They did have the least sexy names ever. But
yeah,
that's
really
bad
did.
Santa.
I know. But every time I think about her.
The Christian network that sponsored people such as Stephen Miller. And
who's Stephen Miller?
Stephen Miller. The dude off from Seventh Heaven that was.
Oh.
It's not Stephen Miller. That's the dude from the Trump White House.
He's the Joker and the Toker. And a midnight smoke.
Yes, sir. That would be it.
Yeah, really.
So, that guy also played the biological dad of Dee and Dennis. Am I wrong on Always Sunny?
Yes. No, you're right. He was like the do-gooder.
Yeah.
And they were like, he was embarrassed of them. Yeah, you were yes. Correct.
I think their mom wrote a letter to Danny DeVito explaining that the children's actual father had a nicer soul and a much nicer penis.
Hey, what? A much nicer soul than penis?
Yeah. A beautiful soul and a more
Oscar
beautiful
the Grouch
penis.
Is a step up from Danny DeVito. So.
I love that show took that turn, because if you remember the first few episodes, or first few seasons, he was kind of like this object of more compassion than they were. It was to be like kind of a contrast. He was in a bad place in his life, having just broken up with Barbara, as I recall, and he was dealing with the horrible kids and trying to get in with their scheming, but you pitied him. And then, yeah, somewhere along the way, they're like, we just have to make Danny DeVito the incarnation of trash.
Yeah. And it's so hard for me to watch that show.
Really?
I just know it, like, there's so many people I see in those characters.
Oh.
That I know in Philadelphia, and I'm like, this show's kind of a joke and kind of based on reality.
Yeah.
It's like, I know those schemers that are like trying to sell me trash on the middle of Broad Street.
Oh, I got you. Like Charlie type characters, yeah. Whenever he got the bag of quote unquote nose clams.
It's too many. There's too many of those people up there.
I'm glad they keep it real, because I know Mac is legit from Philly.
Yeah, no.
Like, weirdly enough, from neighborhoods that I think are like 99% black now, but like, randomly white ass Mac was living there with his lesbian mom, and in the 80s, where I'm sure that was really welcomed by the open minds of Philadelphia.
Well.
Yeah, pretty much just like ancient Athens and then Philadelphia in terms of intellectual centers. Yeah, that too.
Oh wait, what are we on topic of?
We were talking Tide Pod Challenges.
Tide Pod Challenges.
If any of us had actually seen, and none of us have seen it, and it just, I was kind of sucked in.
Who is the Jim Jones who kind of got people to want to consume the Kool-Aid that is the Tide Pod?
We were like, yeah, there has to be some sort of patient zero.
There was somebody who ate it, was able to fake enough of a positive reaction that other people, when seeing the video, bought it.
Well, it's just, I don't think it was ever a positive reaction. It was almost the Jackass style, like drinking a gallon of buttermilk and then can you hold it down? And of course you can't. You vomit.
Yeah.
The challenge to, as far as I know, was just to munch it and then spit it up like Brundlefly, like doing his vomit drop. You would just munch it and be like, it's in my mouth, tooey, which sets a bad precedent for the women of this world, by the way.
I can't even compare to like to anything of when I was at least a little bit younger. That was similar to eating
Tide Pods.
Well,
see, I can compare them very easily to Gushers, but those were candy, and you would eat them because they're delicious.
Yeah, you were supposed to eat them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is that clicked in people's heads that it would be fun to put this in your mouth, because there's all sorts of toxic crap. As I mentioned earlier, palm olive has a lovely evergreen hue to it. I've always thought palm olive was beautiful, objectively speaking. Like, not that I want to bang the bottle like it's, Mrs. Butterworth or something like that, but just a good-looking product. That palm olive, that green nipple on the top, the hue, the emerald coursing through that bottle. That's a sexy bottle. There, I said it. But I never wanted to gargle with the palm olive. I never wanted to otherwise ingest or take within me the palm olive. I don't get, is this just like the anti-ice bucket challenge? Like, maybe if this raised money for Mr. Yuck for poison control, I would kind of get it. But is it just people are dumb?
Yes.
Everyone is making the reference like, hey, it's Darwin at work. We're thinning the herd with this stuff. But I kind of want to get why it was this product specifically that tempted the idiots of the world.
Just how it looks. It's the swirl, I would say. The Tide Pod swirl.
Maybe.
Is enough of a lure that people would just be like, oh, wonder how many people
that,
we might be able
that
to...
That goes in my mouth.
Yeah, just or at least convince others to put it in their mouth while I film it. Put it on the internet to be a dick about it and, potentially people die, but...
I'm I'm just, Rob, you got anything on this? Like, anything you can come up with? Why
I'm
this?
I'm just sort of thinking about social Darwinism theory, that sort of thing right now, that someone would actually ingest this.
There's so many.
Like seeing a picture or a meme somewhere.
Why not just see how long you can spray WD-40 into your open mouth?
Consume motor oil.
Gargle with some Pennzoil.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Huh.
It's weird, and it's just the packaging.
I mean, we can start. I have some in my car. You have a bright. We get.
You have a Tide pod in your car or motor oil?
Motor oil.
We can just get a hose and start siphoning gas, but not pull our mouth off of it.
Yeah.
And see how long we can just ingest gasoline.
Uh huh. I keep my Tide pods in my storage trunk.
You do? Okay.
I keep mine in a jar right next to the sugar.
Yeah.
Just to trick the kids.
Those are not macaroons. These are macaroons. It's a very similar swirl, but.
I guess I'm the conservative.
You're going to need to know the difference.
I keep mine in the washing machine.
Oh yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I just and there's something there's similar. You know what I was thinking of when we were talking Tide Pod? I'll admit it. The Tide Pod is for actual clothes. I was thinking little detergent packets for your washing your dishwasher. Or is the Tide Pod is not for that, right? The Tide Pod is legit for clothes washing.
Yeah, it's for clothes.
Okay.
It's detergent.
You start the washer.
Okay.
You drop
then
the Tide Pod in with your clothes.
I'm truly baffled because objectively speaking, your detergent packs for a dishwasher, much more delicious, way easier to squish. Like they really are they have a good crush feel to them. Like a bug as a kid, you know, like an ant that just had a solid pop or a great boil slash pimple.
Yeah, you pop that sucker.
Those things have it, yeah. It's like you feel like you're choking the life out of a sparrow
egg. It's a bit of terminal relief.
Yeah, yeah, there's buildup and then there's release.
Yeah.
Why wasn't that on the menu?
Somehow, why don't they just film that? Like,
yeah, somehow something that food associated, that didn't jump. That didn't take.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird, man. It's lightning in a bottle. People are going to want to cram into their mouths. Well, Jay is gone. I really wanted to do a segment involving Jay. He's just straight up kind of gone for the moment. You know, we don't need him on the show or anything. He's only a goddamn co-host. How about I call Jay? Jay's back.
You did call him.
Jay, what's up, man?
What's up, dude?
You got Tide Pod runs? What's going on?
Yeah, no.
You should
My
be
dad
getting,
was calling because I don't...
What did your dad have to say? That's more important than your friend John.
No, he just wanted to know about my brother's resume, but I thought it was something more important.
Oh, your brother's resume in the middle of the show. Well.
He doesn't usually call me.
Okay.
So, there was that.
I'm hurt that the instant you didn't hear the words resume, and I'm not here to badmouth your brother, but he's not the workiest of people. Let's just put it very delicately.
Yeah, we'll see. His girlfriend listens to the show.
I'm just saying.
But he better not quit. I swear to God.
Your brother quit. Talking work is like me talking gym.
We need to
like
work on that resume.
He bet.
It needs to happen,
not
but it
quit.
Don't.
I swear to God.
Well,
he has to stay there at least 3 months, hired on.
Or at least eat some Tide Pods so we have some material for
Josh
the show.
Would rock the Tide Pod challenge.
I think he could totally crush it.
Like, he would just eat two or three, and then he would be
right
like, that was the challenge,
right?
Right
now he's
see.
Out of work, so if we just pull our
Again?
Money together, we can get
Again?
A little something.
I hear Michael Jordan's looking for condom boys.
Yeah. To just haul all those big 19-inch...
I don't got a rubber!
X-large pizza. That was disgusting. That is the most racist thing ever said on this show.
No, it's not true.
Michael Jordan talks like this, sir.
He does.
And I'll fight you if you think otherwise.
This rubber doesn't fit my hands. I don't know. Is that what it sounds like?
I really don't. I don't
I'd only
go to
get
baseball.
It around.
I don't
knuckles.
Remember Michael Jordan sounding like Lil Yachty though. So we'll put it that way.
Yeah, that's true.
I wanted to do the creepy.
I said real words, thank you.
The creepy, Gucci and gang are both real words. I wanted to do the creepy ex-boyfriend bit with you. Well, now that
I
we're ex-boyfriends.
Ex-boyfriend?
Ex-girlfriend. We're creepy ex-boyfriends.
Oh, yeah. No, we are. Yes. Oof.
I did something over the week that was, like, mildly creepy this weekend. Mildly. Not, like, crazy creepy, but mildly.
Were binoculars involved?
No.
Yeah. You're right along that line.
Drive by a house was involved.
No. You haven't infringed upon it.
Okay,
there
cool. Yeah. A telescope was used, though.
Oh, shit.
No. That part
and
was...
And I did have a condom boy.
Yeah, exactly.
We kept him in the trunk.
I slipped a condom under the door of my ex's house so her new boyfriend could bang her with it.
It had a post-it note that said ideas.
Positions that are to her liking.
Signed Peggy Peterson.
So I found myself in Rockville over the weekend for an unrelated matter, buying some crap
Stomping
off Craigslist.
Ground of our old boy Mike Sachs.
Mike Sachs of Stinker Let's Loose. It's a fart, you know, fame. I was in Rockville getting a Nintendo Switch on the used via the Craigslist, and I was with my buddy. I made him drive, bribed him with burgers. I have a friend who's very overweight, and I bribe him with food to drive me places. Don't judge. Sam isn't judging. He's cool.
No, judging. I just figure friend is John. Like
No, it isn't. Like,
it's coming not for me. Like, we're going to Rockville. We'll get burgers, and it'll be justified.
This isn't yeah, Homer justified. Talking to his stomach. He's talking about my gut in third person. Yeah, yeah. Like my friend. He's been there since day one.
Look, no hands. The gut drives.
I mean, it looks like it can handle a steering wheel.
I mean, I as much as robust as it is, I usually rely on my thigh if I'm like really having a good text.
He does. He keeps his phone on his shoulder and drives with his thighs.
Yeah.
What? It's the weirdest
thing. Let
me just
prop
dude.
Up that knee.
Yeah, just
got
it. That up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm in Rockville.
I have to lift mine.
And I'm doing a transaction. My ex-girl lived about.
Also, John.
Yeah, exactly. Just me in a wig. My stomach in a wig. With lipstick around the belly button. Where are my burgers, baby?
Damn. That's funny.
Sometimes I would cheat on her and change her yarn wig.
Well, imagine, I mean, you can... you can touch your dick to your belly button, so...
Yeah.
You put lipstick on it... I could see a whole scenario there.
It's like a Silence of the Lambs. Yeah. Like you're tucking it in before you...
Exactly. Yeah, no. That's a three-day weekend right there.
I do
this
me.
Guy's leaning over a lot in his car.
I do me.
That's what I call roadhead.
Oh, God. Yes.
So your ex-girlfriend...
I do that with my knee on the road, too. Yeah, I'll Tommy Lee steer with my dick and then inadvertently put it in my belly button. And there's my roadhead. Yeah, my girl lived, ex-girl lived about 25-ish miles away. So I'm not typically there that often. In fact, I have not been in that area since like 2-3 days after we broke up. I had reserved my Nintendo Switch, the one I actually keep, at the GameStop next to her house. So I went there like 2 days later and I was like, God, now that I don't have a girlfriend here, I can appreciate how goddamn far this death march of a drive was.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was legit like 45 minutes, no traffic type stuff. It sucked. So I look around and I am in pretty much my old digs, man. Like 3.5 years of my life, I was here multiple times a week and it felt weird, much more so than the breakup itself, to have that routine ripped apart from me. Like, to not have a reason to screw around in these suburbs and eat at this Chipotle and eat at this dumb artisanal sandwich shop where, you know...
It's called Panera.
Yeah. What? You mean there's more than one?
I think Potbelly would be more appropriate.
Yes. Potbelly is like my MVC. Walk in there and...
We are unironically sponsored by Potbelly.
Your MVC, yes. Really? What a callback.
Thank you.
They pay us in sandwiches.
Is everybody else here familiar with MVC?
Manassas Video Club? Yes. Literally everyone listening nationwide knows the old Manassas Video Club.
Nice.
So I, with my friend who's not my stomach, I'm just like, do you mind if we... just drive around like a mall or two just to bring back a couple memories.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, sure, man. All I'm going to do is drive home and have sex with my belly girlfriend. So like I got time to kill. So we did that.
His girlfriend is thick.
And then I'm like, you mind if we drive by my ex's house just to see what's up?
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I said, would you mind if we drive by my ex's house just to see what's
up? Take the next exit?
My ex's house.
Oh, go by your ex. Yeah. Sure, we can do that.
So, because I was like, you know what? I haven't seen that. Maybe like Donnie Darko, like a plane engine fell on it. The entire family's dead. I don't know. What's up? So I had a bit of
real weird, like 2 months back, it's just a tornado formed over that house.
Yeah.
And went away.
And then they were all sucked back to Oz. No, nothing that weird, although I did put a wig on their mailbox and have sex with that. That's how I roll. So I didn't go up the driveway.
Don't worry,
because I
used to get things delivered here. You're like that dude who shows up to an old house that he used to like live at, and he was like, oh, it's just like a lot of memories. I know you guys were having like
my
barbecue.
Tux hemorrhoidal pads came here for more than 3 months. I'm practically an owner. Yes.
John's car trunk boys. Full of condom boys and random colored wigs.
Just, yeah, spent belly condoms. It's a load after load.
Boy, condom!
Condom boy! On my tummy, now! I'm about to deep throat me! So, I went by, not up the driveway. Felt that would have been weird. Had I seen one of the four cats that lived at the house outside, would have insisted on a pullover to pet it. Not going to even lie there. Be like, do you remember
me? Not steal it, though, right?
Do you remember me, Pixie? No, I am not bringing any more cats to the mix. I've got that, my cats, and that's it. That's cool. I have no need for a third cat.
Pets are just fine.
Yeah, but I kind of wanted to see one of the cats. Much more so, like, not to downplay my relationship, but much more so than seeing the actual ex and missing the ex when we broke up. I missed that routine. I missed driving up 495 for, like, an hour in the dark a couple times a week. And to this day, like, I will wig the hell out. Like, not, like, nom style.
Man.
Like, I'm not sitting there and I have to, like, you know, just a little.
You feel like you need to do something.
Yeah, you play, like, one nipple just to calm yourself a bit.
Yeah, like Damon Wayans and Mr. Payne. Payne.
What was his deal?
No, when he's just sitting in, like, after he gets, discharged, and he's sitting in his apartment, and he's just, like, I haven't done anything in, like, 13 hours. And he's, like, catching flies and stuff, and then he becomes the drill instructor for the ROTC.
God. That is a good pull.
You
shamed me. I wish I could go deep with the Mr. Payne. Major Payne, too.
Yeah. All Mr. Major?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, no. I don't know. He's civilian now.
It's really insulting.
Totally,
yeah. It's to not respect his achievements. Military.
All I learned from that film is if you miss your friends, break your pinky.
That's true.
I just
true.
Remember the line, yeah. Killing is my business.
You have
and
nightmares?
Is
break
good.
Your own pinky.
Yeah.
Was that his jam, too?
Yeah.
I'll do that.
I'll make you forget about the nightmares. Give me your pinky.
He tries to break a little kid's pinky to make him forget about nightmares. It's great.
Okay, so I don't go that far in my reaction in terms of needing that, like, driving in her general hood. But, like, even driving in that direction, I'll get wigged out the same way, like, if I'm near my pops' grave. Not to get too serious here. Let's make it lighthearted. Sometimes I put a wig on the grave and have sex with it.
Is that,
did that make things funny?
Is that in town? Is that to make things
It's really convenient because there's a tree right next to it and it blocks the view from the highway.
There's like
so
a
you
stump
could just like
over there and all
day this. Or night just yeah, go to town on that grave.
The funny thing is there is a single pine tree in that graveyard about 20 feet away at one time like dead sober, I just had to piss.
Oh.
And I went behind it, and I pissed, and I was like, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry.
Frown upon me, world, I am human.
This is no disrespect to any of you.
I also peed in a
Yeah,
graveyard.
Sorry. Yes. Sorry I don't have a zombie dick. My dick still produces
it was,
urine.
It was when, by some bushes. It was
when somebody rises
anything.
From the grave to tell me to stop pissing on it, I'll stop
exactly.
pissing on
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wearing the Michael Jackson.
Really big places.
Red Thriller.
Oh, no, I don't mess around with Michael Jackson's grave. I'm pretty sure he's a zombie.
Absolutely. I mean, there was like a 10-minute documentary
yeah.
set to music uh-huh. about the fact that he comes back from the dead. I think Vincent Price narrated it.
Yeah, man, this child sex ring is still live and active. You know Michael Jackson's behind that shit.
No, the worst thing was there's a tombstone from like some guy who died drinking on prom night or maybe just having premarital sex because that will kill you. And that is five graves down from my pops' grave, and it's facing this tree, the angle I had to hit so that the apartment buildings with balconies right over the fence couldn't just stare at my piece.
Mm-hmm.
And like this guy in his tux is immortalized on his tombstone. They legit just like took his picture
When they have the portrait on the
Yeah, side. Exactly. Yeah. Like the same way a rapper would when their pit bull dies. And
just make sure if that ever happens in my case, like you get me with the double guns, like
just
yeah.
I'm going to do that with you in the Eagles hat, no shirt.
Okay,
like
no,
that's
fine.
How I picture you.
Like, can I have a 40 in one hand? It needs to be classy though. No, like hurricane.
No,
it needs to be like old style
steel
like,
reserve,
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
works.
That's.
I just swear to God, if it's a hurricane, I'm coming back to haunt your ass.
Like I picture you at home. Like if I ever came to your door, because you're from Philly,
yes.
And it's like, hey, we're heading out. You need to get dressed. And I picture you like in Eagles boxers, and then you just put on like an Eagles hat and nothing else. And you're
I
like,
don't
okay,
need
cool.
to wear boxers. I have Eagles like logos tattooed around my upper thighs to the point that.
That's nice.
Underwear isn't nice. Necessary anymore.
You're like, make me horny, and it'll look like the beak is snapping.
And I'll
at you.
Fly.
It's like the a eagle reverse. Takes flight. It's like a reverse John Hancock. Except it still makes my penis look big.
But Have any of you done any creeper crap like that? I mean, it's not like I went through a mail or any junk, but I did. I missed the old joint, man. It's weird, like to have lost. Like, I have no reason to go there, and I'm not nuts enough where I've gone there since, but, like, we broke up, like, 11 months ago, and I was just like, damn, it's been, like, a year since I've been around this place?
Yeah.
It's funny you mentioned Panera, because I really was a Panera. It was right next to the Chipotle and the GameStop, all in one Aspen Hill shopping center.
Oh, man, we do have an eclectic style out here, don't we? So many stores to choose from.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just every mall with
all
your GameStop.
20
your,
of them.
Yeah. Just regurgitated everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah. No, I've done a little. I've done a little weird stuff myself.
Thank God.
No wigs. No.
Well, you don't have the gut to satisfy
yeah,
your penis.
Tummy humping.
THing.
Yeah. But I did just the other day. Just out of curiosity, I don't. I work really, really close to my ex's grandmother's house, which I used to go to all the time during holidays and stuff. She has a pretty nice house. She lives like in an older community.
This was like Wilt Chamberlain style three exes, or
yeah,
like
no, and just three exes passed.
Like you had to bang.
Like you had three exes at once, and it's just like it's
that's
all
moonshine style.
It's all incorporated, right?
It isn't.
Okay.
I wish. That sounds fantastic.
The grandmother knew about the incorporation too. She was she was in the corner with a video camera.
But no, I mean, it was just kind of a wild hair, and I ended up driving through that community just to
what like
see
that?
See if anybody was out there because I have
like Taliban and France style driving through.
Yeah, yeah. I rented a truck.
Yeah.
From Home Depot.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I just
you
drove
killed
through
about 20, 30 blue hairs.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, man.
I was like, what's up, fogies?
Well, now she knows how much you loved her. Like, if you did that in the name of your love, that's true.
But that's how you get them back,
yeah,
really.
It's the same way Allah knows that people love him.
It's the only way you can get them back.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you were just screaming like,
I was waiting for my chili from Wendy's
you,
to cool down, and I just need to drive a little bit more before I get back to work.
So you had your chili hanging out the window, lid off, and you did...
That was my dick.
You did a tour. your dick has a lid? You were doing a tour of the grandma's retirement community.
Yeah, I just drove around. I was just killing time.
Were you hoping to see the grandma?
I don't know what I was
were there
thinking
blue hairs?
Whatsoever.
Okay. In more than one place than one?
Where the world? Where?
Seeing the hairs in more than one place?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
Sideshow male hair mm-hmm. down there.
I'm all right.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm not a freak. Sam, you ever done that? You ever engaged?
Oh,
that?
Yeah, like looking for grandmother pussy? Yeah.
No,
every Saturday afternoon.
Like, or the tummy humping. Just, you ever gone past like an ex's place? Just being like, I miss being around here.
I used to date, I bartended for a bit.
Uh-huh.
And I would have, you know, flings with other bartenders.
I knew that's why we had like a kinship.
Yeah.
Already.
Sometimes I would swing by, you know, in hopes of avoiding the creepy talk. I would just provide them a really big tip and hope to catch them after their shift. But I haven't done anything to, you know, stalker level.
Okay.
there was that one occasion where I hid in my ex's closet for a week and recorded her daily routine on my skin. I can't get rid of that tattoo, but
yeah, I'm like impressed. You could
like
do
I
that.
Wear long sleeves anyway.
Hey,
so.
If the Eagles win, yeah, you can just tattoo right over it.
There you go.
Like that's solid Snake level stalking right there. Like, did you exit by just climbing into a box and then
walking? Yeah, no. There was like a hole shaped in the closet that it was just so convenient. I can slide in and out with the cardboard box. And it was really nice, too, because if they got a little bit suspicious, there was like a exclamation point that would pop over their head. And then you'd hear the whoop.
And you knew what was up.
Yeah. I never got to the red, though. Never got to the red.
Rob, you had any fun that way? You're a man of the world.
Ex-girlfriends?
Yeah.
Sure. I've probably with several ex-girlfriends done the old wistful drive-by.
Nice.
Without a doubt.
Was there ever
I had a girlfriend who lived in Rockville, and I was ready to off myself when we broke up.
when was this?
We've all been there.
That was actually she lived in Bethesda, and
is this
I remember
David
being
Carradine
with her.
Style off
no,
yourself.
I was really ready to slash my wrists and
how long were you guys together?
What?
How long had you guys been together?
Less than 2 years, but I remember she
had really
having
like,
sex
she's probably
with her
very
was,
attractive, yeah.
She was
1 year
she
for
actually,
each
she wrist. Spoke about 7 languages fluently and was she going to Georgetown? I think so. And I remember one time staying over at her place, and we were together. We had sex together, and she had 21 orgasms.
Wow.
So it was a little bit like a it was. I know that's a
three in
each language. Choice.
She would have them in sets of three, so that if you
one
had
for
one,
each language.
She had one. She would then, if you continued, she'd have a second, then in a third. And then, there would be some downtime. And then if she had a second or like her second orgasm, then she'd have a second and a third. Third orgasm, she'd have a second and a third.
I want to put out, by the way, like without fail, this is how every man I've ever met works. Like we try to act like we're the deepest creatures on earth. And then it's like, let me talk about the love of my life. And then immediately it's either like, she fucked like a goddamn animal. She had the most perfect tits you have ever seen
He's
in your
right.
life.
Tits
oh,
like a sandbag.
Like it's never like, look, she was homely as a mule's ass, and I got pussy once a year, but she had a heart of gold. It's just always like, yeah, she. I haven't come like that since. Let's just put it like
definitely
that.
Even with the
kitten.
Lights off.
Exactly. So sorry, man. Yeah. So she was in Rockville, and you would.
I would do a commute up there to Rockville.
A pilgrimage, that's what I like to call it.
Yeah.
holding one of those Spanish saint candles, the Santos candles. I just
keep it burning in the center console. Just hoping.
Well, hell, I think we can roll out. We've done our time. We can play the outro music. Is there anything you guys
We've all done our time, ladies. Come back.
Yeah, baby, come back. You've heard us, you dirty
Wait, that's a different
bitch.
We apologize, San Diego Charger fan base. We miss your listenership so much.
We did nothing wrong, and you should have sucked our cock more.
Tom Brady, if you're listening to this podcast,
baby, come back.
Your makeup looks whack.
There will be so many rewards if you lose in 2 weeks.
Yeah, please. Oh, yeah. No, like, just die, Tom Brady. That's all the world wants you to do. Like, is that
so
much?
Many Philly babies.
Just die.
I know someone that knows someone. That knows Kevin Spacey, that knows someone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, if Tom Brady took a fall, he could legit, like, bang my belly pussy, like, anytime, man. He could lay that out.
Or other John, as we know.
Yeah, he could Michael Jordan that thing. Like, just ram it.
Condom,
hard.
Boy!
I brought wigs and condoms. We're going to do this
right. Oh, he wouldn't need the condom. I would be like, don't pull out.
He might need a wig, though.
It's the greatest quarterback of all time. You don't need a condom.
I want your belly babies. Brady belly babies.
Everyone, that is Papa's Basement. Thank you so much for listening. Again, show website in papasbasement.com. Every episode we've ever done is there. But who wants to click on an actual crappy website? We all just like our aggregator sites now. If it's not a link from Reddit or YouTube, no one goes there. We all go to 3 websites now, right?
That's true.
Yeah, really. It's just Google... search bar.
It's either on an app or you go to like maybe 4 sites. Yeah. And yeah,
so
we should be on Pornhub next week.
YouTube, Papa's Basement. We're there. And
Pornhub/ Papa's Basement.
Yeah, Pornhub/.
Dude, we got to get on there.
Absolutely.
I'm just thinking about it now. That's a fantastic idea.
You don't have to be porn to be on there,
you
right?
You don't. Absolutely. Yeah. You do not.
Just get Stormy Daniels done.
Is Pornhub like the anti- I can get every other stars, website where they find stars. Like a non-pornographic video and they're like, get this disgusting shit out of here. there's nary a cock being sucked in sight.
God damn it, it's just kids with drawings.
there's just a video displaying a father's love for his children. Horrible.
How obscene.
Rob, you are a comedian in the D.C. area. Are there any appearances you want to plug? And I was going to text you, actually. I was probably going to be out some mics next week.
Looks like so. I will be by the Black Squirrel that's nearby here on Thursday evening.
Okay.
Yeah. Be doing some time there, and nice. might be over at Sally's on Fridays in Arlington, by Courthouse Metro.
Cool. Thursday and Friday, if you want to see Rob perform live. He has an extensive history as a stand-up comedian. Very interesting dude. If you get him talking about it. Pete.
What's going on, guys? Pete Maybe on Twitter @PeteMaybe, Instagram @PeteMaybe, and then Facebook. You can probably find me on Pete Maybe. You might see a different name, and we'll talk about that in the future, because I think it's going to change, baby.
Oh, you're taking your husband's name?
Yeah.
You're not staying maiden?
Yeah, so I think it might go to Pete Whitaker.
Okay.
But I don't know. I want to get...
Really,
like,
it's a stage name.
I want to feel out...
Pete Whitaker.
What everybody thinks about that. Somebody like maybe not. I don't know.
Or you could grow a dick and Tumblr. Ruin your future com. Employment options and just go by your Christian name.
John Hancock. I don't like my... Yeah, that what? Name. I don't... Like, yeah.
Dick That's your new Clark Christian image? Name? John no. Hancock?
Not a great
John
name.
John Hancock, yeah. Could have signed the Constitution. John Hancock. Sam, what do you got going on?
You can't find me, and it's kind
That's
of the
true.
Way I like it.
I'm like one of 10 Facebook friends.
If you are interested in following me, my Instagram and seeing pictures of my dog, you can follow me at Sam Ole Rogers. That's SamOleRogers.
There you go, and I'm at Papa's Basement on everything. PAPAS Basement. You can see cats and witticisms that if I were awesome enough to have been a YouTube star in the vein of a PewDiePie, would have gotten thousands of retweets. But I'm just a guy who didn't podcast particularly successfully for the last 10 years. And so a really good one gets 10 likes. Time to have sex with my belly button.
Shut up. All right. Have sex with us. Bye.
Later.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.